No one has taken Sperry Andrews' offer to produce these groundbreaking, civilization-defining TV spots. Hardly any of this information appears in newspapers, magazines, TV shows, or movies. In 2006, Britain's premier science forum featured research from Rupert Sheldrake suggesting that some people know who is calling them before they answer the telephone, and this prompted a furious reaction among participating scientists. Dr. Peter Fenwick also presented his conclusions that consciousness survives after clinical death, and Deborah Delanoy discussed research similar to William Broad's, showing we can influence someone else's body by thinking about him or her. Oxford professor of chemistry Peter Atkins said, "Work in this field is a complete waste of time. There is absolutely no reason to suppose that telepathy is anything more than a charlatan's fantasy." Just as this book was in its final edits in January 2011, great controversy again arose because the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, a highly respected science journal, decided to publish the research of Dr. Daryl J. Bem, an emeritus professor at Cornell University. What makes this research so controversial is it contains some of the most stunning proof ever revealed that human consciousness has direct access to events in the future. In one case, Dr. Bem wanted to see if people would remember words that they didn't actually study until after they had already been tested on these words. This experiment began with the participants being given a test in which they had to memorize certain vocabulary words. After they took the test, Dr. Bem randomly chose some of the specified vocabulary words and had the participants study them closely, learn their definitions, practice with them, and become comfortable with them. The words they studied in the future, after the test, became the words they memorized the most easily in the past, during the test. Another experiment proved that the emotional shock of seeing an erotic picture would actually travel backwards in time. In this case, a computer screen showed two curtains. The participant was told that one of the curtains would have a picture behind it, and he was asked to guess which curtain. The picture was chosen at random only after the participant made a guess, which the computer program had no access to. Dr. Bem found that when the computer selected an erotic picture, the participants were more likely to guess which curtain it would appear behind, an average of 53% of the time. Photographs that were neutral or negative did not have this effect. Naturally, this turns everything we think we know about science and physics on its end. So many scientists are obviously mortified about it and believe it is pure craziness. Science should be about discovering the truth, and that requires an open mind. Dr. Bem's research is very sound. It just reveals new things about ourselves and about reality that most people do not already know. The data is there, but up until very recently, the publicity has been lacking. Hopefully, the publication of Dr. Bem's paper will help start a new trend. Obviously, some of the problem is that we are constantly being bombarded with new information, and it is increasingly difficult to sort through all of it. However, this research is obviously far more important than the latest news about which celebrity got drunk, angry, naked or arrested, or photographed in some embarrassing way. It does appear, however, that these same celebrities can get addicted to being stared at. As we now know, there is a very real energy high they get from all the attention. The Baxter effect occurs within each and every cell, as we saw in his studies with the white blood cells from a human mouth. However, many ancient traditions adamantly insisted there is a master gland in the human body that is responsible for pulling in thoughts and images from the source field and sending our own thoughts back out. In the next chapter, we will pursue this intriguing investigation and see if modern science can shed any new light on this ancient mystery.